Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On today's podcast, Family Pastor Scott Torres talks with Pastor Charlie Cole from West Cabarrus Church about Generation Z. Who are they? What are their characteristics? And how can we encourage parents as they disciple them?
My name is Scott Torres, as you may know. I serve as the family pastor here at Harvest Community Church, and today I have the privilege of talking with my friend, discipleship pastor, and long-term youth pastor Charlie Cole from West Cabarrus Church. Charlie, it's good to have you in the studio today. How are you?
Awesome. Doing great. Thanks for the invite, Scott.
If you would, maybe just take a brief moment to just kind of cue our listeners in to a little bit about who you are, where you're from, where'd you go to school. Tell us a little bit about your family. Tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. So, grew up in the central southern portion of Virginia, a little south of Roanoke. I grew up in a Christian home, was blessed to hear the name of Jesus every day. And in that, going to school and then pursuing, feeling the call to go into ministry about 10th, 11th grade. And I took off, went to Liberty University, got a four-year degree in communications, studied youth ministry as a minor, and after graduating there in 2001, God put me in the local church. And for the first 2 years, did part-time youth ministry, and then from there put me in two other churches to where I am now at West Cabarrus Church. And so I've been doing student ministry for nearly 19 years.
Wow.
And currently serving at West Cabarrus for almost 11. So really grateful to how God has blessed and given opportunities to do ministry.
How many children do you have?
So I'm the father of five awesome kids. Their ages range from 16 to 3 years old, and really blessed to serve as their dad.
And your dear wife, what is her name?
Her name is Melissa. She is a stay-at-home mom that parents hard and works hard to educate our kids and help them get through life.
Excellent. So today, Charlie, we're going to be talking about Generation Z, and I'm going to be mining your knowledge, and we'll be talking a little bit about Generation Z. So, Generation Z, who are they? Where'd they come from? Tell us a little bit about Generation Z.
Yeah, so this is a generation that really is just all-consuming right now of our culture. They are the primary targets of most marketing things that you see. This generation started being born around 1995, and we see them really on the forefront now as kids, even going up until kids that are about 9 or 10 years old right now. So anybody that's 10 years old to about that 23, 24-year-old range is considered Generation Z.
Generation Z. All right, so what are some of the characteristics? Let's start maybe with positive. What are some of the positive characteristics when we look at Zers? What do we see about Zers?
So one of the things they love is they look for reality and authenticity. They're a generation of people that when they consume, they're looking less at who's this major endorser that I'm looking at, and they're staring more at what's the reality of what something gives me. So they're looking at life through the lens of, is what I'm hearing authentic? And so there's a real constant reality in front of them that they're testing what's in front of them, and I think that's a gift.
Yeah. One of the things I've also found about Generation Z, as you know, Charlie, I get to work with youth, and I have two, one 15-year-old and one almost 13-year-old going on 25. Gen Zers are creative. Man, they are incredibly creative, and not only are they creative, but they process information incredibly fast. Like, they have information because they know how to navigate Google and you name it, whatever's on the internet, but they process this information and they're able to create with this information. So they're very unique. They love information. They love research by and large. And I even found that some of them actually maybe most of them, they're big on social issues. Social justice is a big issue. Any thoughts to any of that or anything else?
Yeah, no, absolutely. They are incredibly fast processors, multitaskers. You know, even in the technology mindset, we think of them as the screenagers. You think of a teenager in that mindset, and really what they are is they're not operating multiple devices like the Gen Xers and so forth do. They're operating multiple desktops at the same time. And so their ability to run with apps in the background and in their mind process all that's going on certainly does contribute well.
Now, I know you don't have this challenge, but I have this challenge anytime that I'm working with media usage, electronics. My kids are always over my shoulder going, "Dad, let me help you with that." That just says you a little bit about where I'm at. So we talked about some of the positives. Let's look at now some of the negatives that we see in this generation. What are some of the things that you see?
One of those that comes up is safety is a constant concern on their mind. And it comes from their parents in a lot of ways. This group in culture, Gen Zers, don't know what it's like to live with safe places. Majority of them don't know a world that existed without 9/11 in its past. And so the ability of sacred places, knowing what it means to go somewhere and feeling like there's a place of safety there. And so their ability to engage and feel safe in that is certainly a concern in a lot of ways.
Yeah, one of the statistics that's out there is that with Gen Zers, there's a higher degree of depression and fear. Maybe not fear, but fear and anxiety is one of those labels that are attached to Generation Z. But depression rates are up in teenagers or in this demographic. You know, to your point, they're able to access what's going on all over the world. And when you think about the various media outlets, when something bad happens, Generation Z knows about it. Quickly. And so they almost can view the world as a troubled place. And I think that could be negative to a degree. All right, what are some other things you see?
Yeah, so, you know, feeding back on that, their worldview is set by what's coming at them. They are quick to believe in a source when it's presented to them, and they really are they live in that, with, as you said, in that state of everything's not totally safe. And to really point back to that, and so they never know when a super fearful moment hits, because when everything is one thing, the ability to go back and to recognize when something's more or less, and so that fear becomes a normality.
Okay. You know, one of the things that I've also seen about this generation is that they have a double life. And what I mean by that is they have a physical life by which, you know, you see them, you meet them, you may talk to them, but they then have a life online. It's a double life. It's almost like there's two people in one. And so talk to that a little bit.
Yeah, so identity is their thing. And with, you know, with the parents of Gen Zers are fully aware of the dangers and are constantly trying to stay on top of that. And so for a Gen Zer, they fully feel that. And so they're seeking to create their own independent identity. So what ends up happening is there's one identity that they've created in the house, if they're in church or in their social sense, amongst their friends. And then with all of their peers knowing this, there is a more authentic reality of who they are that they have created that is living digitally, that they see and view each other as going, this is who they are. However, everyone also doesn't always bring that identity to the forefront. It can live digitally.
And one of the things that concerns me about this is that it's almost like it's a culture that it's okay to have this. Everybody has this. So therefore you can present yourself one way physically and then have this whole other persona online. And it's okay because everybody's like this. And I think that's troublesome. That's dangerous.
Oh, absolutely. If I can't just, you know, when we talk about it from a spiritual mindset and what it means to disciple and parent, this kid. You're talking about the culture is teeing up with this generation the ability to control your identity, which means in controlling, you also get the privilege to create your identity. And so it sets up this falsehood that I can make who I am. And so therefore, it almost creates this idolatry kind of mindset of this kid becoming and kind of putting themselves out there as I'm in control of everything.
Let's give one or two more because our time is coming to a close. One of the ones I want to mention that concerns me about this generation, and there's statistics out there, is that this generation, I've observed, they have no downtime. And here's what I mean by that. They are constantly online. Now, parents may be able to regulate media usage and things like that, but they are constantly focused on what is going on online. There's a term out there, it's called FOMO. It's the fear of missing out. And this generation is fearful that they're missing out on something that's happening online, so therefore they have no downtime. It's almost like it's a full-time job to stay connected to what's going on online. And by the way, online happens 24/7. Any thoughts to that?
Yeah, there is this constant reality that I'm missing out. And it goes back to where they find their identity. It is that very much, if I don't create my identity, who I am is not enough. If I don't cover for my mistakes, if I don't wear the right things and present in the right image, then this isn't going to work out. I'm going to fail, and no one will respect who I am. And so that fear of missing out, not being present, not watching it when it happens, and because even as we know, media cycles happen fast, but man, news cycles for a kid living in Gen Z, boy, they're happening even faster.
Well, if you've been listening, thank you for listening. We hope that this short, brief time together has been helpful in just identifying who is this Gen Z generation. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.